Students' Book, Unit 11, Lesson 3, Exercise 2. Listen to the interview again and answer the questions.
Today we are talking about volunteering in the community. And here is community volunteer leader Rowen Ibrahim. Rowen, welcome. Can you tell us how you started volunteering?
I first started volunteering when I was 13 at an after-school volunteer group. I began by helping the younger children with their reading and writing. I loved working with them, and I've volunteered ever since.
Since then, 16-year-old Rowen has participated in many school and community projects. Now, she volunteers in the summer school's activity group every summer. In the group, Rowen helps out with the children's activities, like sports events and trips to parks and museums. She also organizes the volunteers for fundraising activities. Rowen, how do you find time to do all these things?
It was hard at first, but I wrote a timetable to help me, and then it was easy. And this year, I started volunteering with Food Box, a charity that delivers healthy meal boxes to families who need help. I became interested in Food Box because my mom volunteers there.
That sounds like difficult but rewarding work.
Volunteering isn't like work. It's so much fun. At Food Box, I'm learning a lot about healthy food and what makes a healthy diet. I love delivering the food boxes and helping the children to be good citizens. Helping children makes me happy.
Thank you for sharing your experiences with us. Do you have any advice for teenagers?
You learn many important life skills when you volunteer. You learn how to socialize and make friends with people who you don't usually meet. Volunteering also gives you confidence. It's amazing to see how teenagers grow in confidence when they start volunteering. Fundraising helps charities get the money they need. It's good to give back to the place where you live. My advice to teenagers is volunteer and help if you can. You'll enjoy it.